べてる。
So this ceremony is known as Upanayana. It's the reformatory rites of a Brahmin. It means that one purifies oneself and brings one to the platform of Brahman. So being at the platform of Brahman means that that is what is one's purpose in life. So the Upanayanam is a symptom of someone who, that is their purpose, that's their goal. It's not a prestige thing. It's not something that is there for any mundane purpose. It's simply for the purpose that it signifies that one is now serious about studying the Vedic literatures, performing the duties of a brahmachari, which means menial service, respective authority, having a good service attitude, controlling the senses. This is the actual purpose, the whole Brahmachari ashram. Because the Brahmachari ashram is the foundation of all the other ashrams. Because nothing in the material world works if you don't control your senses. Right? One may think, well, hey, I go home, I get everything I want, I get fed nicely, taken care of nicely. Hey, what do you mean you have to control your senses? I want this, I want that, I get everything. But then you have to consider, why are you getting it? From your endeavor? No, the endeavor of your mother, your father. They're controlling their senses to take care of yours. So it's still only coming because of control of the senses. So as a kid, it works nice. Everything comes to you just whenever you want it, however you want it. It works great. But then once you hit the teenage years, then it's not so great. Somehow or another, the parents start expecting you to do things. You know, terrible. I mean, what's going on? We spent 10 years just living it up, and now suddenly they expect us to do something. And then as we get older and we part of the society, you know, mature, we grow up, then wives expect, you know, us to do things. You know, other members of the community expect us to do things, and party's over. And now if as a brahmachari we didn't learn to control our senses, how are you going to get anything? Right? Because it's not going to come because your mother and father get it, it's not going to come because someone else is going to come because you do it yourself. So it's the foundation of everything, brahmacharya. If you don't control your senses, you can't deal with anything properly. If you're not respectful, you also can't deal with everything properly, because everything in the world needs to be respected. Right? Just like you have a knife. If you don't respect the knife, like a foolish child, play with it, is that what happens? You get cut. The people who don't get cut, it's because they respect the knife. They respect the cutting of the knife. Right? Now you want to deal with fire. You respect the fire, you don't get burnt. You don't really respect the fire, you get burnt. Same with your clothes. You respect them and they stay nice. You don't respect them, they get ruined, lost. Does that make sense? So it works everywhere. You know? There's this idea is that, oh, these things, okay, in the class, when the teacher comes, you have to... No, these are just certain things to make it that you understand that such a thing exists. But the principle applies to anything and everything. Does this make some sense? Are we talking to anybody here, or everyone's out to lunch, or you're hungry, or right? So, and the whole principle is that if these things are there, respective authority means then you can respect anyone and everything. You control the senses, then you means you'll be able to actually focus and do something. You have a service attitude, then you'll be able to endeavor and work. Right? And you study the scriptures, means you have knowledge, you'll know what to do. These things are there, your whole life will be successful. You don't get good at these four things, basically none of your life will be successful. You know? Like that. Mothers are wonderful because no matter what you are, they like you still. But other than them, you might find the rest of the world may not be very satisfied. But you have these four qualities, everything works. So Upadayanam signifies someone who's serious about perfecting these four. Right? They're serious about being respectful. They're serious about controlling the senses. They're serious about having a service attitude. They're serious about studying. Then it works nicely. Right? This is what it signifies. The thread itself doesn't have... It's not doing something. It signifies someone who is doing something. Right? Otherwise, then that person is known as Brahma Bandhu, the friend of a twice-born. Right? He looks like a twice-born, but actually he's not. He doesn't perform any of the activities. So he's a friend of the twice-born. Like that. So Gurukul is that place for which one can perform those activities nicely. And one can perfect that. Then everything will work for him. Does that make some sense? Yeah? So Upanayanam is where it starts, not where it ends. Right? Many times this is a mistake made. And when I get initiation, then I made it. Or I get a position, I've made it. Or, you know, here if I get Upanayanam, I've made it. I'm a big boy. No, that's where it starts. Right? That's the beginning. Before that is preliminary. Just like, did the meal start when you put down the plate, or the cup, or the salt, or the lemon, brought the pots, brought the spoons, brought the water pot, right? Did it start yet?
No.
No. So that's the point. Is all is going on until you have everything there. So everything there means the desire to study, the desire to serve, the desire to respect. Desire to control the senses. Then, when you sit and you start eating, then it's happening. Very important. Because most of the time we think, when I get Upanayanam, I've made it. No, that's when it starts. Right? That's why even within Upanayanam we have three levels. Bhatu means you've just gotten Upanayanam. But you're still studying the mantras, learning to doing all these things. When you actually know something, you're qualified, you can do, and you have very much manifest the right attitude, then you move to the next level, Upanayana. Right? And then when that becomes mature, you're able to take responsibility, you're actually able to lead, set an example, you yourself do these things because you're supposed to, then the next level is Upashastra. Right? So that's why we have these different levels. So Vatu just means one's just started. That's all. Before that, it's preliminary to get to that level. So the point is if everybody just makes that endeavor, it comes very easily. Right? The schedule is made in such a way that everybody can take part, everybody can do very nicely. You can chant your rounds, there's plenty of time. You can get your service done, it's already worked in, there's time to study. You know, there's plenty of opportunities to behave properly. So all of it's worked in so that you don't have to do it yourself. You just have to follow the program. Then it works. Then with practice, then this becomes habit for you. Right? Then you start to do it whether you're here in the school or not. Right? Very common. In the school, we're all perfect, sadhus, everything. We're not in the school, then we're just crazy like all the other kids. You know, because in school, then we dress like this, behave like this. It's only a school thing. Right? But actually, all this is being done because this is a lifestyle. It's something you can do the rest of your life. Things you're learning now, we see devotees who have gone to the Gurukul and understood that. Then they are still living these things. Right? So that's how it works. Is that it's being learned as something that We know that you've learned something when you're not here, you still do what you're supposed, what you did here. Otherwise, that you do what you're supposed to do here, and then when you're not here, you do something else. Okay, at least when you're here, you do nice. But when you're not here, and you still do the same, live the same way, have the same values, then we know you've learned something. Right? Because Gurukul, the idea is it's taken with you. It's not just here. Does that make some sense? That makes sense. Yeah. So it's expected that that'll be taken seriously. It's not a club. It's not a game. Right? It's something serious. This is in the Vedic. You're accepted and acknowledged as someone who's serious about studying the scriptures. Like that. So this is not just some. It's not a school thing. This is an eternal, ancient, traditional Vedic system. Does that make sense? So it's not a game. It's real. Any questions? Yes? No?
What are the three levels of Upanayini Sannyas?
I said what we're practicing here, Bhatu, Upanayini, and Upashastra. That's specifically how we're following. It means he's there. Bhatu means that Upanayini means Bhatu just means he's a beginning. He's just learned. Then he, after he's learned the mantras and all that, then he's, what was it, Upanayini. Om Hor Swaha Om Vishnave Namah Om Hor Swaha Om Vishnave Namah Om Swaha Om Narayana Namah Om Bhagava Swaha Om Anantai Namah Om Vishnu Vratavate Vratam Charishyami Tate Pravimi Yat shakyeyam kinardasyam idam aham anritat satyam upayami swaha idam vishnaveyam namah. Om achutta vratapate vratam charishyami tatte vrabimi tat shakyeyam kinardasyam idam aham anritat satyam upayami swaha idam vishnaveyam namah. Om Narayana Vratavate Vratam Charishyami Tate Pravimi Tachchakyeyam Kinardasyam Idam Aham Anaritat Satyam Upami Swaha
Idam Narayana Idam Namaha.
Om Ananta Vratavate Vratam Charishyami Tate Pravimi Tachchakyeyam Kinardasyam Idam Aham Anaritat Satyam Upami Swaha
Idam Ananta Idam Namaha.
Om Sankarsana Vratanam Vratavate Vratam Charishyami Tate Vravimi Chakshakyayam Kenardasyam Idam Aham Anaritat Satyam Upayami Swaha
Idam Sankarsana Idam Namah.
This means, O Vishnu, Achyuta, Narayana, Ananta, Sankarsana, Lord of Scriptural Rules, I request that you give mercy so that I can perform this Upanayanam right. By this I may attain success. To remove illusion, I undertake this act of absolute truth. Angra sama samagan mahi pra samartyam yuyodhana arishta sanchare mahi swasti sancharatat ayam. O Lord, we have met with this boy who has come for Upanayanam and testified to his character.
Please bestow your company to the splendid youth. Let us go without obstacles to the supreme goal of life. May the boy attain ultimate goal. Okay, then you say, repeat after me. Om
Brahmacharyam
Agam
Upama
Nayasva.
I
have come to accept
the vow of Brahmacharya.
Please initiate me. Om ko nama asi, what is your name? Om Balarama
Deva
Sharma
nama asmi.
My name is Balarama.
My name is Balarama.
Okay. Okay, now for the water. Okay, some water. Okay. Om Devasya Te Vishno Pravasve Narayana Vasudevayor Bahubhyam Shankarshanasya Hastabhyagam Hastam Grinami Balarama. In this activity of Vishnu, I grasp your hand with the arms of Narayana and Vasudeva with the hands of Sankarshana. Om Vishnuste Hastam Agrahim Narayano Mahavishnur Hastam Agrahit Mukundo Pravavishnur Hastam Agrahim Mitrastham Asi Karmana Vishnur Acharyastham. May Vishnu take your hand. May Narayana and Mahavishnu take your hand. May Mukunda and Pravavishnu take your hand. By this action, you are a friend. Vishnu is your teacher. Om Vishnur Vikrama Anand Vartasva Sri Balarama Deva Sharman. Turn the child following the strides of Vishnu. Okay. Om Prananam Grantir Asi Mavishraso Chuta Tubhyam Idam Paridadami Sri Balarama Deva Sharman. You are the knot of the life heirs. Do not become loosened. Achuta, to you I give this child. Om Narayana Tupyam Idam Padidatami Sri Balarama Deva Sharman. O Narayana, I give to you this child. Om Janardana Tupyam Idam Padidatami Sri Balarama Deva Sharman. O Janardana, to you I give this child. Om Vishnave Prajapatye Tva Padidadami Sri Balarama Deva Sharma. To Vishnu Prajapati, I give to you this child. Om Vishnave Damodaraya Tva Padidadami Sri Balarama Deva Sharma. To Vishnu, to Damodar, I give you this child. Om Brahmachari Asi Sri Balarama Deva Sharma. You are a Brahmachari, Balarama. So these are directives. Om Samidam Adehi, put wood on the fire. That means maintain sacrifice. And then you say, Om Badham.
I will.
Okay. Om Apo Asana, drink water for purification. Achma. That means whenever you always keep yourself pure, and then before you do things like puja and stuff, always do achma. Okay.
Om Badham.
I will. Om Karamakuru, do your work. Then you say, Om Badham.
I will.
Sorry, okay. Om Ma Diva Svapsi, refrain from sleeping in the daytime. Om Badham. I will. That means unless you're sick or something else, then don't plan that the day is for sleeping, night is for sleeping. Okay. Oh, okay, so then you sit here. Here, kneel.
Facing this way.
Facing this way, please stop touching this one up.
Om Iyam.
Probably should be saying Om Iyam Durukta Paribadha Dhamana Varnam Pavitram Punati Maaga Prana Panabhyam Balam Abahanti Swasa Devi Subhagha Meghalayam. This belt is the consort of the Lord, pure and auspicious, like a sister. Freeing and protecting one from bad words and acts, it preserves the purity of one's varna, bringing strength for inhaling and exhaling breath. I have obtained this belt. Om Ritasya Gopri Tapasah Parasvi Gnanti Rakshaha Samahamana Aratihi Sama Samantam Abhiparyethi Bhadre Dhartaras Te Mekhale Maharishama. This belt is the protector of truth, the greatest belt of austerity, which prevents injury and causes victory over enemies. O secret belt of fortune, please surround me completely, as your wearers may not bring harm to you.
In other words, the belt then is the consort of the Lord. So it would be purity and all that. So we should not have it. And it protects us from, you know, bad activities, bad words, and all that. So that means that we're attempting to be careful about bad words, bad deeds. That's what Brahmacharya is very careful to, you know, use proper language and all this. Om Yagyapavitam Asi Yagyasvatva Yagyopaviteno Panahyami. You are the sacred thread for sacrifice. I tie you with this thread for the purpose of performing sacrifices.
Can you put this
on? Om Yagyapavitam Paramam Pavitram Rabjapater Yat Sahajam Purushata Ayushyam Agriyam Pratimuncha Subham Yagopavitam Balam Astu Teja. The sacred thread is most pure, born at the time of the appearance of the Lord, long before. Put on this shiny white thread bestowing long life. Let there be strength and energy.
Om Mitrasya
Chakshur
Dharunam Baliyat
Te
Joyashasvi Haviram Samidham Anahanasyam Vasanam Jarishnu Faridam Vajinam
Dadheham
I'm giving you this deerskin, which is the light of the sun, the presiding lord, strength, energy, and fame, eternal and effulgent, chaste, giving valor, giving long life. Right? So the light of the sun, that's the energy of the lord. So that gives all strength, energy, fame, and is chaste and valor. Okay, so then stand up, just on the shoulder. Now you should say, Om Adihi, Bho, Savitrim, Me, Bhavan, Anubhavitu. Teach me, sir. Please recite to me. The Gayatri Mantra.
I have to irrigate any time.